We've been playing Lily Shoulders a bunch since 1993, and it was really guys who played local football to a reasonable standard and at the time of their life with families. We were able to sort of meet every fortnight. Here we are.
Right, go on, introduce me to the team then.
Mike is one of the he's the older member, actually,
oldest,
by a month.
Yeah. How do you do? I'm Mike.
And one of the original founders, along with myself, Gavin.
We wouldn't know what to do without this. We just sit at home and get old.
So who plays where?
Well, me and Nick both play at the back, because that's where the least running is. And Gavin plays at the front, because he can't be bothered to come backwards.
We've got age at the back, age and beauty at the back. Our back line, I think the sum total is around 200 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got two 50-year-olds plus up front. And then some younger, some whippersnappers in their 30s in the middle.
You're the Wenlock old boys, strictly for billing purposes only, I was told.
That's right, strictly for invoice purposes, yeah, we're Wenlock old boys. The original bunch was seven or eight lads from Wenlock School, so that's 70s.
Yeah. And Nick, what's kept you coming here and kept playing? Because it's a remarkable long time, because people go off and they do other things, or they get less into it, injuries, whatever excuses.
The fear of death.
Yeah. We're just staving it off, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just pretending it's not happening. We just love playing football. Just love it. It's a lovely pitch. We play some good guys, decent teams, and it's just nice to play football.
I tell you what, Lillishall's not a bad place to be playing football. Oh, this is where the England team trained before the 1966 World Cup.
Yeah, well, it used to be the National Football Centre. When we first came here, there was often professional teams here. You know, we'd watch them. I don't think they watched us. But yeah, we often saw professional footballers here, but now it's gymnastics and that archery now, so we're not really interested in that.
So you're keeping up the famous football legacy, are you?
That's right, yeah. We're the most experienced team playing here now, aren't we?
Do you normally give a team talk before the match or at half-time? Because it's a full 90 minutes, no half measures.
No, these guys can see themselves what's wrong. At half-time, we just concentrate on breathing and having a comfort break. I wouldn't like to try another sport, because I think we'd probably take about a month to recover. But football, our bones, our ligaments are just suited to football.
Will you be watching any of the Olympics?
Very much so. We enjoy watching the Olympics. Obviously, Usain Bolt, one or two of us model ourselves on Usain. certainly over the first 2 metres, we think we could give him a real run for his money.
Yeah.
And then some of the East European female shot putters. We'd probably have some synergies.
Well, resemblance, with right.
Yeah. We're clean, of course.
Yeah. Different type of drugs to take now, isn't it?
Phyllis San.
Gavin, you're the man up front. Pressure on you to score goals?
Just comes naturally. I've scored quite a few hundred goals, so...
Not everyone has the longevity that you do.
Definitely not.
Really good players I've known, local players, give up and say, I can't play anymore. Tomorrow morning I'll think I must give up, because it'll take me about an hour to get up the stairs tonight.
But it's easy. It's so easy to sit on the sofa and watch TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You get to a certain age where if you stop, you won't get going again. So
we're all too frightened to give up. Me and Nick are only 4 years away from 60. You know, and who plays 90 minutes of football at 60?